Welcome back inside the Air Canada Centre. Once again at the half, 76-58 lead. The Raptors up 18 on the Wizards in Game 2. And Dwayne, quickly before we go back to Jonesy and Sherm, what do you want to see from the second half, especially on Wall and Beal?
Well, I mean, I like what they're doing. They're limiting the foul trouble. Didn't help them at all, but the Raptors are making sure that they make everyone else the playmakers and turn them into jump shooters.
Let's go courtside. Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton. How do you stop Wall and Beal from essentially erupting in this second half?
Well, you stay at him, Megan. The Raptors did one of the hardest things to do, and that's play with a big lead. And they've maintained a relatively big lead, up 23, still up 18 and a half. Sherm, this first 4 or 5 minutes here, you got to go at him. You have to keep the tempo where you want it, keep things established in your favor, because if you let them creep back into it, they're going to start feeling confident and chipping away at your lead.
Well, you're right, and it's got to be a duplicate of the first quarter, the way the Raptors jumped all over the Wizards. They've got to know that the Wizards are going to have a run in them. Don't let them come out the locker room and build that confidence right off the jump.
So Raptors have the ball to start the third quarter, moving right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Lowry, Valanciunas, Ananobi, Ibaka, and DeRozan. DeRozan to Valanciunas in the lane, floats it up and in, far side, right wing. Great catch by JV in traffic. And the Raptors go up 78-58.
Good start to the third quarter. Kyle Lowry moving it to DeMar DeRozan. Little pick and roll action. Good find for Jonas Valanciunas.
Long jumper good. It's a triple far side for Bradley Beal. 78-61. Raptors by 17. The lead at half was 18. DeRozan up top. Throws it away, trying to find Lowry. Here come the Wizards, 2-on-1. Otto Porter Jr. jams it down, 78-63. And that's the kind of, well, careless play, Sherm, that gets you in trouble.
Well, you're right. And Bradley Beal knocking down a shot. Transition for the Wizards. Two successful possessions back-to-back to start the third quarter.
Lowry up top. 8 on the shot clock. To Ibaka, top of the lane. Jumper no good. Rebound Gortat. Good look, didn't go down. Here comes Wall. Beal, far side, spins. Cut off by Ananobi. Back to Wall, near side, right wing. Wizards moving left to right against the Raptors. Wall, elbow jumper, good. 78-65. The Wizards have shaved 5 points off the Raptor lead in the first minute and a half.
Well, the Raptors right now need to settle down offensively. Get that ball moving. Right now it's too stagnant. Dwayne Casey trying to implore them to get some energy in their offense.
Lowry deep three, back rim, no good. Here comes Bradley Beal on the bounce into the lane. Kick it out to John Wall, fouled by Ananobi on the kick out. 9:57 to go, third quarter, 78-65. All of a sudden, Washington breathing life, Sherm, after the first 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Wall on the bounce, near side. Three in the air, no good. Rebound Ibaka. Here comes DeRozan up the right side, far wing. Thought better of getting it to Valanciunas, now does. JV, foul line extended, far side, right wing. On the dribble, up to the top, now over to the near side. It's fouled by Morris. 9:35 to go, third quarter. Raptors will inbound near side left wing after the foul on Markieff Morris.
I'm not sure Dwayne Casey wanted Jonas Valanciunas handling the ball all the way from the other side of the floor to the near side on the three-point line, but good ball protection.
DeRozan in the lane to Valanciunas, fouled on the way up. Dwayne's like, hey man, you got a 2-dribble limit. You took 5 there.
It worked out for the Raptors, but I'm sure Dwayne Casey doesn't want to see too many of those situations. But what he does want to see is DeMar DeRozan attacking the middle of the paint like he did on that possession, finding Jonas Valanciunas as Marcin Gortat came over to help out and gets that foul, and Jonas goes to the free throw line.
Well, when you tell your young child, now just pour the juice and don't fill up the glass too much, and all of a sudden you see the juice going in the glass, you're like, hold it, hold it, hold it. And all of a sudden, juice is all over the counter. That's like JV with the dribble. Just easy, easy, easy. Makes a second free throw. 79-65. Toronto by 14. Washington in the navy blue, moving left to right. Far side, Otto Porter Jr. to Gortat. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound to Lowry. Hustles it up the middle of the court, looking at five Wizards back on D. Lowry drives, gets into the lane to Ibaka. Short corner jumper, good. 10 feet out near baseline left side. 81-65 Toronto.
That's such a good release point for a big guy that can make that shot. As you said, about 10 feet on the baseline.
Porter, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound Ananobi. Lowry on the push. It's 2-on-5. Lowry now pulls it out. Gets it to Valanciunas. The floater in the lane, good. Oh, JV gets it up on the rim. As soft as church music, and it falls through. 83-65, Raptors by 18. Timeout, Scott Brooks.
Kyle has done a good job the last couple possessions setting up his bigs for some pretty good looks at the basket, and they've converted. But again, as long as the Raptors play with pace, get that ball into the front court and start to work that defense of the Washington Wizards early, they've got a chance to find some clean looks at the basket. They play stagnant basketball. They have no rhythm, no flow. It becomes much more difficult to score.
83-65, Raptors by 18. 8:45 to go, third quarter. Let's take a break. You're listening to Raptors Basketball. It's the playoffs. Raptors and Wizards from the ACC on TSN 1050, Toronto. Tune in this Thursday for Game 4 as your Toronto Maple Leafs try to tie their series with the Boston Bruins at 2 games apiece. Pre-game at 6:30 with Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert. Puck drop just after 7 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph on TSN 1050, the playoff voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Well, the Raptors trying to go up 2-0 here as they lead 83-65 with 8:45 to go, third quarter.
Well, the Raptors found a bit of offensive flow before that timeout, and they were able to get some good looks as Kyle Lowry hooked up Serge Ibaka on one possession, then the next possession hooked up Jonas Valanciunas over the top. But you can see the size advantage for the Raptors coming into play with their ability to force Marcin Gortat into situations where he's at help and he has to recover on the same individual, and it's just too much ground to cover, and the bigs are being aggressive, making sure he has to pay.
So back comes Washington in the lane. Wall to Morris, near side, kicks it up top to Porter, back to Wall on the bounce straight away. Shot clock at 5 against Lowry, crosses over into the lane, lays it up and in. It opened up for Wall Sherman. He's so tough to stop on those.
Well, he is. Kyle Lowry tried to put the chest on him, and John Wall was able to power through that. No help at the rim.
Lowry, 3, foul by Beal. Doesn't like it, but Kyle going to get 3 free throws as he was behind the arc. And Tom Washington signaling for 3. Kyle going to go to the line. Sherman, good response there by the Raptors with Lowry coming back with 3 free throws.
Oh, no question about it. And Bradley Beal, that's the third time in this game that he's fouled a 3-point shooter. Very unusual. And a veteran guy that you don't expect to make that kind of mistake 3 times in one game in the playoffs. So a surprising situation. He picks up his 4th foul, and he's been very ineffective because of his foul trouble. And if you're the Raptors, you want to see him on that Wizards bench as long as he can sit there. But the Raptors are definitely benefiting from the fact that John Wall and Bradley Beal has had their struggles so far in this game.
Lowry knocking down free throws. 8:13 to go, third quarter. 85-67 Toronto.
Tell you what, a lot of speed on the floor right now with John Wall and Ty Lawson in the game. The Raptors better get back defensively on makes and misses. Defensive transition going to be big with those two guys in the game.
Lowry misses the third free throw. 85-67 Toronto. 8 minutes to go. Clock running. Third quarter. Wall up top on the dribble. Works right near side into the lane. The pull-up jumper good. About a 12-footer for John Wall in the paint. 85-69 Toronto.
John Wall getting a bit of rhythm. Previous possession, attacking off the dribble, getting to the backboard in the rim. This time the pull-up jump shot.
DeRozan, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Gortat. Here comes Wall up the near side, right wing. Backs in on Lowry. To Gortat in the lane. The short jumper, no good. Wall upset with him, saying, you got to knock those down, big man.
And he's right. That's a point-blank shot for Marcin Gortat. Got to make those.
DeRozan up top, crosses over into the lane for the jam. Two hands for safety. DeMar rams it down, 87-69, Toronto.
DeMar did a good job of crossing over from left to right, avoiding that screen and attacking in a slim gap on the 45 and getting all the way to the rim.
Otto Porter Jr., top of the lane, jumper good. Man, he's become a solid jump shooter, 87-71, Toronto. 6:58, third quarter.
You think playing with Paul Pierce a few years ago helped Otto Porter understand the mid-range a bit?
Just like that guy, DeRozan, 18-footer straight away, just above the nail. 89-71, Toronto by 18.
DeMar working it in the mid-range, 10 of 16 for 24 points in the game.
Underneath, the Raptors get crossed up. Morris gets a layup. It's a dunk, actually. 89-73, Raptors by 16.
Just no communication on that situation where the Raptors on the back end of the defense just didn't realize or communicate who they were going to guard, a wide open bucket there.
Oh, Valanciunas throws it away, trying to get DeRozan on the guard around. Back comes Washington. Wall up top. And they've got the foul on Lowry, reaching behind. It's a 16-point Raptor lead. It was 18 at half. But the tenor of the game starting to change from a momentum standpoint. Washington, even though down 16, Sherm, seems to be getting a little more confident.
Well, up to almost 54% from the floor. That means they're getting whatever they want offensively. And if you're the Raptors, that to me was one area that might have been overlooked in that first quarter, the defense that they played.
John Wall, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound, DeRozan. Up the left side, near wing, Raptors working right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. In the lane, DeRozan, foul, throws it up and in, and a, got the bucket. It was not pretty, but DeMar picked it up off the floor and banked it in.
Well, he made a nice little crossover move off the dribble, was able to shake Morris through the legs round the back, then he kind of lost it, and as Otto Porter went down there to pick that ball up off the ground, DeMar able to collect it with two hands and use his strength to power through Otto Porter as Otto Porter had his right arm. But again, those 50-50 balls, when that ball pops loose, you've got to get control of them. And that time, DeMar not only getting control, but capitalizing and making the Wizards pay.
92-73, Raptors by 19. Lawson jumper, got it for three, near side, right wing.
How good has he been in this game? Eight assists. It's 6 points. He's been phenomenal for a guy who's just jumping on a moving train in the playoffs.
Just play ball, right?
That's right.
DeRozan up top. 5.5 to go, third quarter. DeMar on Morris. Cross court. Valanciunas, corner three. No good, under duress. Ananobi with the rebound and lays it up and in. OG gets on his pogo stick and lays it home. Toronto up 94-76.
OG just went big boy on the Wizards there.
Lawson jumper near side, good again. Ty Lawson makes it 94-79. He's coming out where he played in China this year. He's 3 of 6, all of them 3-point goals.
I'll tell you what, his jump shot looks much better. When he was in the league, that was one of the things he couldn't do consistently.
Valanciunas has the first shot blocked, but gets the rebound and powers it back up and in. 96-79 Toronto. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Wall into the lane, scoops it up and in. And acrobatic and athletic.
Jonas complaining that Gortat held him as he tried to contest that shot.
Lowry three up top, wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Can't play for the foul.
No.
96-81, Raptors by 15.
You're so right, Jonesy. You got to play to make plays, not have the officials bail you out.
Wall in the lane, blocked by Ananobi. Wall gets it back to Lawson in the lane. Off to Gortat. Morris, corner three, no good. Rebound on the weak side. DeRozan.
Dangerous, dangerous situation right there for the Raptors. They get away with one. Now you got to capitalize and get a good offensive possession.
Dwayne Casey is not going to take a chance on this offensive possession. He wants a timeout. We'll take a break. 4:01 to go, third quarter. 96-81 Toronto. It's the playoffs from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Sean Lavery down low. Up top, you got McKeith and Watson with Phil Ballard. We'll hear from them after the game with Natasha Shivraj and Keith Bauer back at Raptors Central holding it all down. 4:01 to go, third quarter. Raptors leading 96-81. And Washington staying just close enough to make you nervous, Sherman.
Well, they are, and they're getting a good punch from John Wall and Ty Lawson, who's been excellent for them. And that speed has really hurt the Raptors, but now the balance that Washington has is Ty Lawson is making shots from the three-point line. He's 3 of 4 from the three-point line, and that, with his kind of speed, creates all kinds of dilemmas in terms of defending both of those guys in the backcourt. Having said that, the Raptors have had success in terms of using their size, staying aggressive. DeMar DeRozan has done some good things in this third quarter. Jonas Valanciunas has had some impact, even though he's on the bench now. But defensively, can you make a stand? Can you be a team right now that's going to hang your hat on that side of the floor and get consecutive stops and not just rely on outscoring the Wizards, because the Wizards have found something on the offensive end?
4:01 to go, third quarter. Raptors up 96-81, and they'll inbound near side. Left wing moving right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Lowry to DeRozan, near side, left wing, down the baseline. Comes out the far side, has the ball knocked away by Wall. And the Raptors will inbound in the far corner with Lowry to do the honors. Right, Hurdle, Ibaka, and DeRozan on the floor with Lowry. Lowry gets it into Pirtle. It's tipped away. Wizards get the steal. Here comes Wall to Oubre Jr. Misses the dunk, but he's fouled by Pirtle from behind. And that's going to send Kelly Oubre Jr. to the line for two. Washington reading the mail there on that inbound pass by the Raptors. Lowry had nobody with the count almost expiring on the five-second inbound.
Well, DeMar DeRozan came off of a couple of screens to the ball in the far corner, but he was just blanketed by the Wizards defense, and Kyle Lowry had to throw a bit of a floating pass to try and hit a target up high for Jakob Poeltl, and it gets turned over, and off to the races are the Washington Wizards. And again, Kelly Oubre doing a great job in terms of running the floor as a trail, and almost gets an and one as Poeltl tries to block his right hand, forgetting that he's a lefty.
96-82 Toronto. 14-point lead. It was 18 at halftime. Lowry on the dribble, far side, beats Morris, throws it up, no good, but the foul called. I think they're going to get it on Morris. Yeah, they do. Lowry doing a nice job changing speeds, going down the far side right wing, and he'll get a couple of free throws for his troubles.
Well, he had a matchup that he liked, and he was able to attack, and as he got by Morris, Morris got his right arm on his shoulder. And Kyle did a good job of letting the officials know that that push did more than it really did by falling. But again, when you're talking about trying to execute, when you get mismatches and Washington wants to switch everything, you've got to take advantage of it. And right there, Kyle was able to do that. The previous possession on the offensive end, where the Raptors turned it over, earlier in the shot clock, they had Ty Lawson switched on to DeMar DeRozan, and they went pick and roll.
Yeah.
You don't need a pick and roll. You've got Ty Lawson defending DeMar DeRozan. You clear out, allow DeMar to go back down, post up basketball, and get a shot off over the smaller defender.
98-82, Raptors by 16. Here comes Washington. Wall on the dribble. Straight away. Kicks it to Lawson, far side. fall away jumper over Lowry. No good. Rebound. Here comes Kyle.
Good contest by Kyle Lowry.
Brings it front court. On the dribble. Lowry, far side, right wing. Kicks it to DeRozan. Swing it near corner. DeLon Wright on John Wall. Gets a screen from Ibaka. Steps back for three. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Washington ball. DeLon missed everything. And on the box out, Poeltl could only get his right hand on it.
Well, John Wall tried to set up to defend the screen and roll. And he backed off of DeLon. And DeLon made the right decision. Just wasn't able to finish.
Wall in the lane. Lays it up and in. 2:45 third quarter. 98-84, the Wizards hanging around. Lowry, front court, into the corner. DeLon Wright on John Wall. Now gets it to Lowry, swing it to DeRozan. Up top, holding. DeRozan works right, far side, now back to the left. Goes airborne for three, and he's fouled, and he passed off midair. So DeRozan won't get the benefit of three shots, but with team fouls over the limit, DeRozan will get two on the penalty.
And I don't understand it again. Serge Ibaka is trying to post up on the same side because he's being defended by Otto Porter Jr. But you have Ty Lawson defending DeMar DeRozan with the ball in his hands on the three-point line. I would wave Serge out, tell him to get ready to rebound or get ready to shoot the basketball. And if I'm DeMar DeRozan, I go to a back down on Ty Lawson and just get him into position and elevate over if they don't want to send the double team. And if they do send the double team, then you start your ball movement and find teammates.
Second free throw missed. Ball on the ground. Lawson gets down and rips it away from Miles. Wall, front court, spins in the lane. Siakam there, and they're going to get the foul on Pascal as Wall went to the hoop. John Wall starting to heat up and get very, very confident in this third quarter.
I tell you what, Ty Lawson got on the ground and no Raptor got on the ground for that ball there. And that created an offensive opportunity. In the first half, the Raptors were winning all those battles.
Yep.
You can't allow a possession like that where a Wizards player gets on the floor and you're bending over at the hip to try and pick the ball up. You've got to get on the floor. You've got to be the first one to hit the deck. Washington benefited from it. The Raptors paying for that.
Washington and John Wall has 13 points in this quarter. Wright on the drive into the lane. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 98-86. Toronto by 12. Siakam in the lane, puts it up, no good. Tipped up and in by Poeltl. Scott Brooks upset. The Raptors get a break, and they push the lead to 14. Lawson, kick out Otto Porter Jr. in the lane. Floats it up over Poeltl, no good. Rebound knocked out. The possession continues for Washington.
Second chance opportunity for Washington. You got to secure that rebound if you're the Raptors.
Wall on the dribble. Minute 34, third quarter. 100-86 Toronto. Wall drives at Miles. Floats it up, no good, but they got Miles on the bump. As John Wall used that speed to compromise CJ's defensive position.
And John Wall has a pep in his step now, understanding that he's got some rhythm and he's finding his groove here in this third quarter. And again, with a guy that with that kind of speed, you want to gap him. But even when he turns the jets on, he closes distance so well with that speed. And that time CJ Miles did the right thing, gave him some space. But John Wall neutralized that space and attacked CJ and was able to get the contact and get to the free throw line.
128 third quarter, Washington chipping away. The lead was 18 and a half. Wall, second free throw in the air, good. John Wall with 14 points in this quarter. The Wizards cut the lead to 12 at 100-88.
A bit nervous in the crowd here. You can feel the tension building as the Raptors are still in the lead, but not feeling good about where they are.
DeLon Wright, three up top, no good. Rebound, Oubre Jr. 109 to go, third quarter. John Wall on the dribble, far side, left wing. Works to the middle, has Miles. Skips, crosses him over. Wall to Oubre Jr., closeout comes. into the lane. Oubre Jr. lays it up and in. All of a sudden, Washington has cut this thing to 100-90.
A good attack by Oubre Jr. Had Pascal Siakam on the shot fake, and then he got to the middle of the paint with a tough finish over over Jakob Poeltl.
Back comes DeRozan. 35 seconds, third quarter. Into the near corner, knocked away by Lawson, and no doubt about it, the Washington Wizards are energized.
Well, they are, and the Raptors just need to get out of this quarter, regroup, and have a strong fourth quarter, because Washington has done a good job of really taking the Raptors out of their flow in this third quarter.
DeRozan, a deep three, no good. Long rebound, Satoransky. 25 seconds in the quarter, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Washington will give it up, but not before they try to get the lead inside 10. 100-90 Toronto, 15 seconds third quarter.
The Raptors can rebound this, they'll get another opportunity.
Shot clock at 5, Wall on the bounce, pull up jumper on Siakam, no good. Rebound Miles, outlet DeLon Wright. 2 seconds to go, deep three, no good. And the quarter ends with Toronto holding on to a 10-point lead, 100-90.
The good thing is that they're still leading. The bad thing is that momentum, if there is such a thing, is on Washington's side. The Raptors really have to clean up their pick-and-roll defense on John Wall, and like in Game 1, try to keep him out of the paint. And when he gets in there, good contest at the rim.
One lap of the track to go. Toronto 100, Washington 90. It's the playoffs from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, fourth quarter time, and we'll tell you, the fourth quarter is brought to you by the new OLG ProLine app. Make picks anytime, anywhere. It's your new pregame ritual. Download the app today and get way into the game. So, Sherm, what do the Raptors have in this fourth quarter? The lead slipped a bit, but they still have the advantage. It just feels like it's a little bit shakier than normal.
A lot of times when teams make pushes like this, you tend to forget you're in the lead. And you get caught up in the fact that the team is coming back. Understand what it took for you to get the lead. Your offense is still clicking, shooting almost 53%. Defensively, you have to be better.
Wall down the lane, loses the ball, knocked out of bounds. And the Raptors get the turnover to start the fourth quarter, leading by 10.
The Wizards going to that small lineup right now.
Wright, Poeltl, Siakam out there with Miles and Lorenzo Brown. Miles in the lane, puts it up, no good. Man, that thing bounced tantalizingly off the rim, but stayed out. Instead, CJ will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Well, Dwayne Casey trying to get some minutes out of Lorenzo Brown, who had a great season in the G League, and he's always hit the floor prepared to play. Not shaken by the moment.
No.
He's been one of those guys that Dwayne Casey can count on, whether or not he played a game in the D-League last night or he came over today. It doesn't matter. He's just ready to play.
Two free throws good by C.J. Miles. 11:38 to go in the ball game. Raptors up 102-90. Satoransky, Wall, Scott, Oubre Jr., and Lawson in the lane. They kick it out. Oubre Jr., three, no good. Under duress, rebound DeLon Wright.
Well, you called it right. Pascal Siakam was all over that shot by Kelly Oubre Jr. Made him force it up a bit quicker than he wanted to.
Siakam, far side, right wing. Raptors coming right to left in the lane. Pascal's shot blocked by Oubre Jr. And he was standing out of bounds when he contacted it. So it'll stay with Toronto. 11:10 to go in the ball game. 102-90 Toronto. We got a horse race coming home, folks. The Wizards trying to close after being down by 23 points at 72-49. Siakam out top to Brown, now to right near side, left wing in front of the Wiz bench. Right hand to the middle to Siakam. kick to Lorenzo Brown in the lane. Hands it off to Siakam for the jam and one. Oh, what a nifty pass by Lorenzo Brown.
Did we call it or did we call it? Lorenzo Brown doing a great job, gets squared up with Ty Lawson off of the DeLon Wright penetration. And on the kickout, he just attacks off the dribble, the left hand into the middle, attracts John Wall, gets by Ty Lawson, Pascal Siakam on the right block, the recipient of a nice drop-off pass underneath, and he gets the finish, but misses the free throw.
10:58 to go in the game. 104-90 Toronto. Beal up top, works near side, right wing, kicks to Wall. On the angle above the arc, right side, drives on Siakam, kick out, Mike Scott, three, got it again. Man, that guy has been terrific all night. 6 of 7 for 17 points off the bench for the UVA Cavalier.
And 3 of 4 from the three-point line. He's been unbelievable for the Wizards tonight.
Siakam on the elbow, far side, on the bounce, turns, drives on Oubre Jr. They got the offensive foul on Siakam. Kelly Oubre Jr. getting the chest in there and taking the charge as he says to Bradley Beal, you've got to talk to me.
Well, Pascal Siakam a bit out of control right there, trying to force the issue. And this is the second possession where we've seen Kelly Oubre Jr. defend Pascal Siakam and completely shut him down.
Scott, jumper near side, no good. Rebound. He's human to Poeltl. Out to DeLon Wright on the run. Floats it up with the left hand, no good, but DeLon fouled. And the piece benefiting the Raptors, DeLon Wright will go to the line for two.
And although he didn't get the ball, Pascal Siakam got on his horse and ran the lane on the near side and really created an opportunity for DeLon Wright because he got past the defense, because he created a two-on-one scenario. Those kind of things don't show up in the stat sheet. But his ability to change ends of the floor opens up an opportunity for DeLon Wright to attack off the dribble and get to the free throw line.
Siakam will check out. Lowry back in. Dwayne Casey will go with the three point guards. Brown, Wright, and Lowry with C.J. Miles and Jakob Poeltl. Well, Pascal, kind of like that receiver that runs the go pattern to clear out the flat for a guy coming underneath.
And runs it every time as hard as he can.
Because you never know when you're going to get the ball.
Right.
106-93. Raptors by 13. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Wall and the Wizards in the navy blue with red trimming coming left to right. Wall guarded by Lorenzo Brown. Beats him on the dribble. Kicks to the corner. We find Oubre Jr. steps in. The long deuce. No good. Rebound taken down by Lowry. Hustles it up the middle of the court. Puts Ty Lawson on his back. Now works over to the far side. 9:40 to go in the ball game. Raptors leading 106-93. Right into the lane. Puts it out to Lowry. Shot clock at 8. Lowry, a deep three. No good. Long rebound, Beal. Outlet Wall up the left side. Drives into the lane. Floats it up and in. Tough finish by John Wall. 106-95.
Well, he's so fast and he's so strong and he's athletic and he gets up and in the air, he does a great job of really forcing the defense to have to relent to allow him to score. That time just elevates and backs Kyle Lowry down in the air to finish.
DeLon Wright drives on Mike Scott. Off balance runner, no good. Rebound, Poeltl back up and in. Jakob Poeltl does a terrific job. Scott Brooks wants the foul, walking out onto the floor to call the timeout. And Dwayne Casey appealing to Tom Washington, saying, hey, he can't do that. Courtney Kirkland now engaged with John Wall and Scott Brooks. We'll take the timeout. 8:52 to go, fourth quarter. 108-95 Toronto. This is the playoffs. And you're listening to the Raptors and the Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in the ACC, 108-95, 8:52 to go in the ballgame. Raptors leading the Wizards. Nobody said it was going to be easy, Sherm.
Absolutely not, and this is game 2 of the playoffs. you got to understand that you're not just going to be up 20 points on a team and they're going to lay down. Too much pride, too much at stake, and the Wizards are too good of a team to allow that to happen. And I'm sure the Raptors expected that, and now you really get tested. Under 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you've got a 13-point lead. Are you able to make sure that you can extend it? Are you able to make sure that you don't allow Washington to have those situations where they get consecutive offensive scores on you? And can you even be a team that defensively can create consecutive stops and create more distance? All of these challenges are ahead for the Raptors, but this whole season has been built on confidence that in these moments that they can make the right plays and get the job done.
So the Raptors lead it 108-95, and we'll tell you that the 2018 FIFA World Cup Russia is coming to TSN 1050, official radio broadcaster. Every game, every goal, every highlight, be a part of the spectacle. Guess who? Mike Scott knocks it down. Wizards cut the lead to 10, right where it was after three quarters. It's 108-98.
Mike Scott getting the job done with consistency in this series so far.
Lowry to Nogueira down the lane, blocked by John Wall. What a block by Wall. Ty Lawson, corner three in the air, good. And the Wizards have cut it inside of 10 to 108-101.
What a phenomenal defensive play by John Wall.
And another one as they got Lowry on the offensive foul, even though the block happened by John Wall. Man, a couple of huge plays by Washington, and the Wizards all of a sudden feeling the momentum as Dwayne Casey summons DeMar DeRozan.
Dwayne Casey understanding the moment and the feel and the vibe he's getting from his team, inserts a couple of starters back into the game in DeMar DeRozan and Serge Ibaka. Right now, this is the game for the Raptors. Forget about the last 2 minutes of the game. Right now is the game.
Lorenzo Brown and Lucas Nogueira check out. The Raptors defending. John Wall drives to the hoop. He's fouled. And he's going to go back to the line for free throws as CJ Miles will get called on the foul. And John Wall is wreaking havoc right now.
He is on fire, John Wall. How about in the third quarter and less than half of the fourth quarter? John Wall has done a great job. He scored 16 points in basically less than a quarter and a half. He's gotten to the paint. He saw defensively how he made some great plays in terms of blocking Lucas Nogueira. And even though Kyle got the charge call, he blocked that shot as well. He's just lived in the paint. That's an issue for the Raptors. His speed, his ability to finish has really hurt them in the second half.
Well, John Wall has got the Wizards back to within 5, 7 minutes to go, 7:49, 108-103. DeRozan up top on the bounce, up fake on Mike Scott. Gets it to Miles, far side, shot clock at 8. Miles on the bounce, a deep three over Wall, got it! CJ Miles knocks it down from 30 feet. Down the bottom of the well, 111-103. The Raptors get a stay thanks to Miles' three. Wall in the lane, blocked by DeLon Wright. What a block by Wright. DeRozan front court on the bounce, turnaround jumper, good! 113-103, the Raptors go up 10 with a couple of huge plays by Wright and DeRozan.
And couple that with CJ Miles' big three prior to that, the Raptors have a bit of a cushion.
Crowd chanting for defense. Beal near side, right wing on the bounce on Ibaka. Crosses over, step back, jumper, no good. Rebound Toronto, nice D by Ibaka. Back come the Raptors front court. 6.5 to go in the game, they lead 113-110. DeRozan, turnaround on Lawson, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by DeLon Wright. It should be Washington ball. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think the Raptors got a break.
Hey, DeLon Wright's hustle created some confusion on the officials' part, and the Raptors get possession. But DeLon Wright with such an impressive defensive play as John Wall blew by him to catch up and block that shot. That doesn't happen very often.
He got John Wall once before.
Yes, he
Washington.
Has.
DeRozan far side, and Ty Lawson called for the foul on the near side left wing as he was trailing Lowry above the screen. Man, the Raptors were on the ropes. They took a big blow from Washington but turned around. A wounded animal is a dangerous one. Toronto punching back off the ropes.
And you think about that shot by C.J. Miles. It was a dead offensive possession. That shot doesn't go in. You can hear the air come out of this building even more.
DeRozan drives down the lane near far side right wing, fouled by Oubre Jr. And Toronto putting its foot on the gas again. 113-103. Couple of free throws for the man his teammates called Debo.
And you're going to rely on DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry to bring this thing home. You're going to need contributions from everybody on the floor. But DeMar is built for these moments. The moments where his team needs him to show up and be that guy who can put the ball in the basket or make the decision to find the right teammate. Both he and Kyle have to become leaders in these moments and continue to show why this team was able to win 59 games.
30 for DeMar. Raptors were 13-2 in the regular season when he hit 30 or more. 115-103. Wall drives, no good, but fouled by Ibaka, far side left wing. If you've just joined us, you're joining us at the right time. 6:08 to go in the game. We are at the top of the stretch in the fourth quarter with the Raptors leading 115-103. They led by as many as 23. Washington cut it to 5, but Toronto trying to get some separation again.
And there's John Wall again, living in the paint of the Raptors, attacking off the dribble. That time matched up with Serge Ibaka, and as good of an athlete as Serge is at his size, he's no match for John Wall off the dribble. And John Wall exposed him on almost a straight line drive on the far side.
John Wall is faster than Gossett. I mean, that man can turn off the light and get in bed before it's dark. 10-point Toronto lead, 115-105. DeRozan, corner three, good! It's a long two. They're going to give him a long deuce in the near corner left side. 117-105 Toronto. Wall backing up to center. Ibaka on him, waiting at the three-point line. Wall attacks. Kicks cross-court to Beal, and Lowry tips it out of bounds. Washington ball, 5:41 to go in the game. 117-105 Toronto.
Almost had it. Serge backed off and did a good job of really forcing John Wall into a shot, but as he made that pass, Kyle almost picks it off.
Beal down low to Morris, guarded by Lowry, way out in the corner. Kick to Beal. Has to hoist it as the shot clock was running down, missed everything. The violation will give it to Toronto.
Good defense, poor offensive possession for the Wizards. The deflection by Kyle Lowry put Washington in a position to have a short clock to try and figure something out. And when that ball doesn't get to Morris, it gets kicked back out. Not enough time to manufacture a good look.
5:20 to go. DeRozan straight away. Raptors coming right to left in the white uniforms, attacking the Bay Street end of the ACC. DeRozan to Lowry, drives near baseline, lays it up. No, they're going to say there was a foul as Lowry was pushed on the baseline by Oubre Jr. No continuation, but the kid from North Philly will step to the line for a couple of big, big free throws.
Well, I like that. Drive the closeout. Kelly Oubre Jr. laid on the closeout, and Kyle didn't hesitate, put the ball on the floor and attacked and forced Oubre Jr. to foul him, and he gets to the line.
Lowry, 11 points, make it 12. He's had a rough night from the floor at only 3 of 10, but he's 5 of 6 from the stripe, has made one triple, but does have 11 assists and 6 rebounds, and the inordinate amount of hustle that he provides is something that the Raptors sorely need.
Yeah, Kyle's been a gut puncher in this game. Might not have the haymakers, but he's been making, as you said, all those hustle plays that has helped his team get to this point.
119-105, the Raptors lead it by 13. Ball on the ground, Ibaka dives for it, ties up Beal. We're going to have a jump ball, and Serge lets out a primal scream while sitting on his wallet and clutching the pumpkin with two hands.
I love that hustle. Earlier in this second half, we saw the Raptors stand around while Ty Lawson got on the floor. That time, the ball on the floor. Serge Ibaka, first one down, able to tie up Bradley Beal, lets out a primal scream. That's the kind of hustle that helps you win in the playoffs.
Somewhere I can hear my old coach saying, get down on the floor after it. It's like loose money.
Absolutely.
119-105 Toronto. Inside of 5 minutes at 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. Toronto trying to get a 2-0 lead. John Wall and Drake jaw-jacking with each other right in front of us. Ibaka jumped prematurely, and Courtney Kirkland says do it again. Bradley Beal says he crossed the line on the jump ball, which should have been a violation. Instead, they're going to say do it again. Tom Washington hoists it up. The ball knocked away. Washington controls it. Wall up top. On the bounce, into the lane, lays it up and in on DeLon Wright. Man, too easy.
Too easy, but he gets that deep. It's difficult, and John Wall has a few choice words for Drake on the sideline, but his speed has been an issue, and that time he knows DeLon Wright can catch up. He got to the rim with the quickness.
DeRozan back, floater in the lane, got the roll. Man, that thing had four rims. Back rim, front rim, and down. Beal, three, near side, no good. 121-107. Toronto breathing a little easier now by 14 with 4:15 to go. Lowry up top, on the bounce. Kicks it to DeRozan straight away. Shot clock at 10 on Beal. DeRozan mid-range, jumper, no good. Rebound, Oubre Jr. Outlet to Beal, up the right side, near wing. On Lowry, stutter dribble, goes to the hoop, blocked! Serge Ibaka comes over and wipes it out. C.J. Miles back, lays it up, no good, but fouled by Wall. Serge Ibaka, the Serge protector, comes back and knocks it away, saying, don't bring that stuff in here.
Kyle Lowry won't get any credit, but just engaging Bradley Beal and not fouling him, knowing that Serge Ibaka was coming as a help defender. Just good collaboration there to make sure that they were able to get that block and head the other way. And then in transition, CJ Miles doing a good job of trying to get to the rim. And John Wall, with his athleticism, almost cleanly blocked that shot, but ended up getting CJ Miles on the arm.
Miles knocks down two free throws. 123-107 Toronto, 3:48 to go. Wall in the lane, the pass knocked away. DeRozan can't run it down, saves it to Lowry. Lob to Wright, jams it down. Timeout, Scott Brooks. The birthday boy, Dwayne Casey, clapping his hands as he walks out onto the floor and slaps five with Lowry, DeRozan, Wright, and Ibaka. 3:38 to go, Toronto up 125-107.
Well, the Raptors with winning plays on both ends of the floor right there. DeLon Wright starts it with the tip. DeMar DeRozan saves it to Kyle. Guess who finishes that? DeLon Wright with the alley-oop pass from Kyle Lowry.
3:38 to go in the ballgame. And down the stretch we come. Raptors leading 125-107. It's the playoffs. And you're listening from the ACC to the Raptors and the Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in the ACC, 3:38 to go in the ballgame, 125-107. Raptors leading by 18. What a ballgame. Toronto trying to hang on and go up 2-0.
Well, they've made some great plays down the stretch here, getting on the floor, deflections, saving balls from going out of bounds and making highlight offensive plays. But the energy that the Raptors have played with since about that 8:52 mark left in this game has been phenomenal. And that's what you need to see from a team that is trying to go deep in the playoffs. And we said this in the broadcast, it's not about the dying minutes of the game. There was that point under 9 minutes where Dwayne Casey got his starters back in the game and said, this is the game right now, and the Raptors group were able to respond to that.
So the Raptors trying to go up 2-0, and we'll tell you, teams that go up 2-0 have a 93.5% winning rate. 3:30 to go. Mahinmi into the ball game with Scott, Satoransky, Oubre Jr., and Lawson. I can't believe Scott Brooks is running the white flag up the pole.
Yes, he has, and if you're the Raptors, just finish this the right way. Make sure no one gets hurt. Get prepared for game three.
Lowry kick out. Ibaka tees up a three. No good. Rebound, Mike Scott. Off to Ty Lawson up the far side, left wing. Lawson jumper, no good. Rebound, Mike Scott. But they're going to say stay here on the foul. Washington had this thing to 108-103.
Absolutely, and the Raptors had to make some decisions in that point, and I thought that they really dug down deep in order to get this position that they have right now.
Ibaka rebounds the Oubre Jr. missed shot. Here comes Toronto. 2:40 to go. DeRozan will walk it over center. Lead over with a knee-high right-hand dribble. Now works far side right wing into the lane. Up fake, steps through on Mahinmi. And the foul will go on Jan Mahinmi as DeRozan went in his bag and gave him the up and under package.
He did, and again, I'm trying to stretch my neck to look on the floor to make sure DeMar is just kind of wincing because of the impact hit, not because anything else is there. And he pops up, gets to the free throw line.
First free throw good. Lorenzo Brown in for Lowry. Kyle will get an ovation. Nogueira in for Ibaka. He will get an ovation. Serge with 10 points, 9 rebounds. 2:33 to go. Norm Powell waiting at the scorer's table. DeRozan free throw. Good. Thing bounced on the back flange. Toronto suddenly up 20, and it looks like they're going to go to DC with a 2-0 lead. Oubre Jr. up top on the bounce against DeRozan. Works right near side to Mahinmi in the lane, lays it up and in.
Raptors playing their bench now and just kind of just trying to get this clock to wind down as DeMar is going to exit the game with 37 points, 14 of 23 from the floor, 3 of 6 from the three-point line, 6 of 8 from the free throw line with 5 rebounds and 4 assists. DeMar got the job done tonight when his team needed him to get it done.
Free throw good by Mahinmi, completes the three-point play. Raptors lead it by 17, 127-110. Brown to Miles. On the drive into the lane, CJ loses it. Oubre Jr. to Ty Lawson. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Mike Scott gets it to Lawson. Near side, right wing. Lawson drives into the lane, finds Mahinmi, can't handle the pass, and they got the foul on Nogueira on the pass off.
Bit of a late whistle there as Ty Lawson attacked off the dribble. He actually passed it to Mahinmi, and Mahinmi bobbled it a bit. And then the official called the foul on the initial drive by Ty Lawson. And even though it looks like the Wizards are going to lose this game, Ty Lawson has had significant impact.
Yes.
And going into game three, it's going to give Scott Brooks the ability to design and draw up some different looks for his team in terms of rotation that will include Ty Lawson.
Well, he certainly gives Scott Brooks some options. C.J. Miles checks out 4 of 6 from behind the arc, 5 of 7 overall, 18 points. The Raptors bench outscored tonight 56-39, but the starters were on their games. 4 of the 5 of them in double figures, and Ananobi had 9. Lorenzo Brown far side, 90 seconds to go. Brown 3 ball, no good. Raptors on about their average from 3 for the year, 12 of 33. Oubre Jr. in the lane floats it up and in.
Interesting. The Raptors with 11 made threes in that first half, and we thought they were going to continue to go berserk. 1 made 3 in the second half for the Raptors, and still able to put 127 on the board and count it.
That's what those threes did to driving lanes, I guess, Sherm. Lots of space. Washington aware. Brown steps back. 3. Good. Lorenzo says, I got one more for you.
Lorenzo Brown is a full-time NBA player.
Well, they're going to double check it right now to see if it was a 3. Under 2 minutes. You have the ability to check, stop the clock, and check right away if it's a 2 or 3. It's not like during the flow of normal play where you check at the first dead ball. Because of the urgency of the situation, the critical nature of a 2 or a 3-pointer, with under 2 minutes to go, you're allowed to check.
And so, that's the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's game planning now. You know, if the shot's a 2 or 3, it might determine how you might want to proceed offensively and defensively. So this is a good rule. It's designed to make sure that whatever team or both teams have the opportunity to find out that what they got is a 2 or 3, and they can appropriately make a game plan.
So they check the Brown bucket, and it's 113. 130-114 Toronto. It was indeed a triple. So the Raptors 13 of 34 from distance. And Toronto gonna win this one. Nahimi drives. He's fouled by Nogueira. Lucas not having the same impact that he did on the last night, and he looks at Dwayne Casey with his palm skyward, and Dwayne has his arms folded in front of him, uncrosses them, and gets into a defensive stance and says, hey man, sit in your chair and move your feet.
That's right. He knows Lucas can be a better defender than that, so he's not going to let him off the hook and say it's on the officials there. You have 5 fouls in this game, and you've played 4 minutes. Something isn't right there. Having said that, the Raptors get another W, and good to see Fred VanVleet back in the lineup for a bit. But it's clear that Fred is not at the point where he's ready to contribute in a long-term fashion. So got to work him back into shape, but good to see him back on the floor for the Raptors.
Ty Lawson near side, right wing. Drives on DeLon Wright, no good. Satoransky tip, no good. Siakam has it. Runs it front court. On the drive to Powell. 3 ball far side for Norm. In and out. Rebound Mahinmi. Satoransky front court. On the drive. Kick out. Lawson into the lane. Punches it out to Oubre. On the bounce against Siakam. 3 ball up top. Good. Kelly Oubre Jr. knocks it down. 130-119. The Raptors are going to dribble out the clock. Toronto brings it over center. Lorenzo Brown holding it. The Raptors are going to go up 2-0 in the series. It's a victory at the ACC for the Raptors. They defeat the Wizards to take a 2-0 lead in the series. The final, 130-119.
I love the way they approached that first quarter, and I really thought their finish in the fourth was excellent. The Raptors answering the call in game 2 after a hyped up game one, and they're able to get the job done and close this out.
DeMar DeRozan with a playoff career high 37 points, and we are joined by the man who has just tied Antonio Davis in Raptor playoff history for double-doubles, Jonas Valanciunas, finishing with 13 points and 14 rebounds. JV, a great start tonight. Tell us about the start of the game.
You know, we came out locked in. We knew what we were doing, and that was the key. That was the key for the good start.
Jonas, when you look at what you guys were able to do in that first half, it was another great start for you guys. What clicked in terms of the energy and the ability to make the shots that were so wide open for your team?
We were on the same page, everybody who stepped on the court. Like five guys, we were playing like on a change. We were moving good. We were helping each other, covering for each other. That was the goal for coming to this game.
JV, what did coach say when they started to make a run at you in that fourth quarter? What did you guys do to push them back? What did you guys say? What did you guys do in that situation?
You know, they're a good team. We knew that they're gonna have their moments. You know, they made some 3-point shots. You know, they had some fast break points, but you know, we were trying to be on point, eliminate them as much as we could, and we did it.
Jonas, does anything change for you guys going into Washington in terms of how you approach Game 3 in their building?
Oh, you know, they're going to come out playing good. They're a good team, as I said. We should not relax, and it's not going to be easy. We have to play a lot of energy, you know. We're going to miss the fans, but we got
to
do it.
Got to go to work.
Jonas,
to
work. Great job tonight. We'll see you in Washington on Friday night.
See you guys.
Good job, Jonas.
JV, in rare air, ties Antonio Davis for the most double-doubles in Raptor playoff history. The Raptors get a win. And if I'm not mistaken, for the first time ever in the team history, lead a series 2-0. I will double-check that for you, as opposed to giving you erroneous information. But this bit of information is truth and fact. Toronto goes up 2-0 with a 130-119 win over Washington. For Sean Lavery on the floor with Sherman Hamilton here at the ACC, I'm Paul Jones saying goodnight. You've been listening to the playoffs, the Raptors and the Wizards from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto.